Survivors have gathered along Japan's east coast today to mark the four-year anniversary of the massive earthquake that produced the tsunami that killed 16,000 and crippled the Fukushima nuclear power plant, triggering fears that thousands more might die in the aftermath. The area around the plant is still struggling to recover, but how did the industry as a whole fare? Jonathan Cobb is an analyst with the London-based World Nuclear Association. That's a lobbying group that represents nuclear energy professionals. And Jonathan, the World watched Japanese residents flee their homes. People around the world reviewed their plans. Germany announced it would phase out nuclear energy by 2022. France elected a new president, Hollande, on a ticket of reducing the use of nuclear power. So it felt like the industry slowed down after Fukushima. You say what?
Yes, I'd agree. The industry obviously paused after the Fukushima accident. What needed to be done immediately after the accident was to look at what the causes were. The Fukushima accident happened because there was insufficient backup power supplies at Fukushima. Their backup generators were flooded, so they couldn't keep the cooling systems working. So what has happened in many countries around the world is that new processes have been introduced to strengthen the availability of backup generation. So in the US, the Flex initiative has been put in place as a result of the learning of what happened.
Well, and so it sounds like you're saying that the industry revived. I mean, where would you put it at now? Is it at where it was before Fukushima, even with Germany and France phasing out? Where would you put it now?
I think with Germany deciding to accelerate their phase-out, they already had a phase-out policy in process. With their plan to accelerate that, that's one country that did change its policy. France's decision to push for a greater share of renewables, I'm not sure that it was directly linked as a response to Fukushima, but maybe part of their overall energy strategy. Mm-hmm. But in the main, in the countries that use nuclear energy around the world, most of them, although they wanted to carry out the reviews I mentioned, they decided to continue with their nuclear policies. So they're continuing to use nuclear energy to supply part of their electricity supply.
And those are reactors going back online. But how many countries are building, and what kinds of numbers of units are being built?
Well, around the world, there are about 70 reactors currently under construction. And that is actually the highest number of reactors under construction that we've seen for maybe 25 years. So we're seeing major build programs, for example, in China, where they hope to have 58 gigawatts of nuclear generation capacity by the end of this decade, by 2020.
I'm looking also at India, that's hoping to build 63 units by 2032. But you know the pushback on this better than anybody. Here's just a partial list of some of the reasons to oppose nuclear energy listed by the Nuclear Information and Resource Service. There's still no known way to contain of or dispose of the waste. They require massive amounts of water. The explosion at Chernobyl, killed thousands but also left contamination. And one risk that would seem even more compelling now in the age of ISIS, for instance, that the reactors and the waste that's stored there are weapons waiting to be deployed by terrorists. So as an analyst, what is the one reason that despite those concerns, so many countries are going ahead with nuclear reactors?
I think the reason people are going ahead with new reactors is because there is a need for clean, reliable, and affordable supplies of electricity, and nuclear energy does provide that type of electricity.
And when you say environmentally clean, I just talked about the concerns about waste, but you mean compared to oil?
Compared to many forms of generation, there is in fact a technological solution to the disposal of spent nuclear fuel, used nuclear fuel and other wastes. That is in a deep repository. That is something that is widely recognized as the appropriate disposal route by academics that have carried out reviews around the world. And indeed, in countries in Scandinavia, they are making great progress towards the construction of repositories for used nuclear fuel, final repositories for the waste. So there are, in fact, technological solutions. And some of those objections that you mentioned, I would actually question. I don't think they're all accurate and a fair reflection of the true situation.
Well, as you know, those are their claims. And I'm wondering, as an analyst, how much is the fact that Japan's economy was said to be damaged after it turned down its nuclear power plants, how much of a concern is that, that right now countries feel they have to go ahead with this as a source of energy?
In the case of Japan, it is true that when they have been shutting down their reactors, they have found that they've become very reliant on oil and gas imports to make up for the electricity supply they've lost. And that is having an economic drain on them. But that wouldn't be the only driver for their willingness to go ahead and bring these reactors back if they can go through the appropriate regulatory reviews to ensure that they're safe. Nuclear energy supplies clean and reliable electricity, and they want to take advantage of that. It's something they have done before, and it's something they do want to do going forward. And for other countries around the world, no, I disagree. I don't think it is something that is a revenue issue. Nuclear is competitive as an electricity supply. It's certainly an attractive choice. And I think it's overall still a good choice. Despite what happened at Fukushima, this was an accident where, thankfully, nobody died as a result of the radiation releases at the time. There is no expectation that there'll be any measurable increase in deaths because of what happened at Fukushima. So in terms of many industrial accidents around the world, this is something that actually had a relatively small impact in terms of that effect on people. So it is important that the industry learns its lessons from Fukushima. It does take the actions it needs to improve the backup power supplies that would have prevented the situation at Fukushima happening. So the industry is certainly learning, but it remains a very important component of a future energy system, and many countries are looking to develop it.
As we see, Jonathan Cobb, an analyst with the London-based World Nuclear Association, the lobbying group that represents nuclear energy professionals. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.